This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello, my name is Barry Bradford, and on behalf of the Cops Office, I'd like to introduce you to Commander James Rosell of the Chicago Police Department. And Commander Rosell is the executive officer for Area Central and is here to discuss tactics when an officer encounters a dog while on duty. Commander, what signs can officers look for that indicate a dog is present other than the, you know, the typical beware of the dog sign?
I think there's a lot of signs, and the officers, I think, look for these things all the time anyway. But it's dog feces, water bowls, dog bowls, chew toys, holes being dug in the yard. There's a variety of things to be looking for. And I think the issue here is that even though they're cognizant of what they're seeing, but then the process that information may be a little bit differently.
Now, if the officer knows there's a dog present and the dog is not charging at the officer, how should the officer approach the dog? And if there's an owner present, what should the officer ask the owner to do with the dog?
Yeah, I think the first part is to ask the owner to take control of the animal before the officer enters into the space. The second, if there isn't any owner present, is the best way to do it is not directly at the animal, because then the dog feels threatened and then the dog responds accordingly. So it's just taking into those different dynamics in the first couple of seconds when you're entering the location.
And if the owner is present, is there anything you might want to ask the owner to do?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is take charge of the animal, because the officer is going to be there for some sort of police purpose. And so you don't want to get too distracted from whatever that police purpose is, but getting the owner to work with you in a partnership to make it a safe environment, I think, is the critical first step.
Now, if the dog is charging, what tools can the officer use to protect him or herself before employing a gun?
Yeah, I think just like all the other use of force models and the steps, which you may go through those steps very quickly, but just to know ahead of time that you've got them, is that you get distance, you get barriers, close the door, close the gate, I mean, and then you have some of the other models that you have, like an OC spray. A dog's going to be far more sensitive to the OC spray than a person is anyway. So all of those things are tools that you can be using before you go to deadly force with a weapon.
Now, what partnerships should law enforcement develop to help with dog encounters and to protect the safety of the officer, the dog, and the community?
I think this is a wonderful topic to discuss at different community meetings to get the support of the community to discuss it. And there's a variety of different, it could even start with a complaint about dogs, which makes it so that we can do a better job when we arrive on the scene. So the local vets, the local care shelters, who are all, we find, very anxious to create partnerships with the police, so that we just have to take that next step, reach out to them ahead of time, so that we can do a better job.
Great. Well, on behalf of the Cops Office, I'd like to thank you for your time today. We appreciate having you on, and thanks for talking about this important topic with us.
Thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.